The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we welcome you in on this Thursday, and coming up, we'll tell you about a guy who police say tried to firebomb a pair of churches but couldn't figure out his aim, and a Jalen Brunson jersey which made history this week at Sotheby's. But first... Yeah, I hope you brought your monsoon shoes to work, everybody, because you're going to need them later. AccuWeather says we got rain headed this way. In fact, heavy downpours as we get into the evening hours. Within the hour, we've also gotten word of a flash flood warning throughout the area. Didn't look like it this morning when we left, though, right? But you're going to feel it if you work that third sip by the time you get off tonight. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with the details. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, we have still some sunshine in parts of the area, but other areas getting hit very hard with some very heavy rain. The worst has been across parts of New Jersey this afternoon, especially through Somerset and Middlesex counties. That's still where we have some of the heaviest rain right now. Flash flood warning in effect for those areas until 5:30. We also have a flash flood warning for Staten Island and Brooklyn until 4:15. That's where this rain is heading. And again, it's moving pretty slowly, and some of the rainfall rates within some of these showers and storms are about an inch and a half to 2.5 inches per hour, and that's certainly enough to cause flooding very quickly. So it's not just the threat for flooding, but it's the threat for some flooding that's going to develop very quickly with some of these downpours this afternoon. These will diminish into this evening, and then we'll have, it looks like, another round of some showers and some heavier storms that could again cause some flooding downpours later tomorrow. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Also on that note, Winds family, I need you to listen to me real big, all right? And this isn't to scare anybody, but I don't want you sitting there looking crazy if these waters begin to rise, and especially if you live in a basement apartment. Notify NYC is telling us to tell you that if this rain comes through, and it looks like it will, the way it's forecast, with 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour, there could be rapid flooding, and especially to basements. You don't want to get stuck in that. We had a kid who worked here a few years ago, Dempsey, I think, who became a part of our news coverage after his place flooded. All this to say there is the risk of flooding, and they're telling you to prepare now to move to higher ground. Keep it locked to 1010 Winds for additional updates. We're not trying to have anybody become our lead story on 1010 Winds, folks, okay? All right. To Queens now, and cops have hauled a guy off to jail, they say, who had nothing better to do than allegedly chunk incendiary devices at a pair of churches. They say, thank goodness he didn't know what he was doing or his aim was off. Glenn Shuck is in Ozone Park.
The device that was thrown at Iglesia Bautista Baptist Church here on 75th Street actually bounced off metal doors and landed on the ground catching fire, but no damage to the building. Pastor Alex Garcia spoke with me.
The church here has been for about 20 to 30 years, and this is the first time we hear something like that. We have like someone getting and stealing stuff, but I mean, nothing like this before.
Police caught up with the suspect a short time later after they say the same guy threw another device at the Kingdom Hall Jehovah's Witness building on 78th Street, about a half mile away. They also found two more devices in the suspect's backpack. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ozone Park.
Yeah, charges are pending. The Manhattan DA announced charges today, meantime, after a guy who was allegedly driving the wrong way on the West Side Highway a couple of months ago crashed into an Uber, which left a 65-year-old passenger dead. 26-year-old Robert Koch was allegedly driving northbound on the southbound side. Alvin Bragg says he was also drunk when he plowed into a car, killing 65-year-old passenger Ada Rivero. This is back in May. An indictment charges him now with vehicular homicide, DWI, and manslaughter, among other charges. Meantime, in Brooklyn, an off-duty cop is in a mess after his arrest last night, charged with raping a kid. Mary Lynn Buckley on that one.
NYPD officer Joshua Acosta is now behind bars and facing a long slew of charges, arrested Wednesday night in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn. Police say he's facing numerous charges, which include 3 counts of rape, sexual misconduct, 2 counts of sexual conduct against a child, and acting in a manner injurious to a child. Police haven't released additional details about the allegations, but we do know that this investigation remains ongoing. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Switching gears now, and in Lower Manhattan, they broke ground today on the last in a series of office towers to make up the World Trade Center since the 9/11 attacks. American Express is putting up a tiered glass and steel tower. They're calling it 2 World Trade Center. Once complete, it'll be a 55-story marvel with more than an acre of outdoor terraces and gardens, the works. And today, the mayor reminded everybody it's not just a story of revival, but also
a story of jobs. As steel girders are laid and concrete is poured, this project will create more than 3,200 direct and indirect construction jobs, investing in New York City's economy with nearly $6 billion. And once it is completed, this building will support approximately 21,250 jobs in our city.
Yeah, it is the last commercial development in the footprint of the fallen Twin Towers. Silverstein Properties is developing it as they've done since 2001. Lisa Silverstein calls it the capstone for the World Trade Center. It'll be finished in 2031 and rise more than 1,200 feet, just 500 feet shorter than the Freedom Tower. Well, you got 36 Legionnaires' disease cases now in the Upper East as the cooling tower tests continue in the wake of an outbreak. At least 22 people had to go to the hospital as the cases continues to mount. This as pressure mounts for a top-to-bottom cleaning of every cooling tower in that area.
The health department doesn't know whether building owners or operators launch their monthly tests to determine whether Legionnaires' bacteria was in their cooling towers. Health officials are currently testing and awaiting further results to see which towers have contained active samples. Mayor Mamdani plans to release information about the offending buildings.
We're going to be taking the step of releasing the addresses of wherever has been impacted, because we know that that transparency is also a critical part of how New Yorkers can continue to go about their day.
But that could take weeks, as DNA samples from patients must be matched with the samples taken from the towers. Council Speaker Julie Menin believes all cooling towers in the affected zip codes should be cleaned now. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.